What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu, Labor Day edition, served up by BetMGM. It's where you could turn big plays into paydays, where new customers will start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 using the promo code AwesomeMode. Use that code, make a deposit, place your first wager, and if it loses, you will receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. Register now and go all in on the action at the King of Sportsbooks. Terms and conditions do apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Ben, it's a holiday, but it's not a holiday for us. We are here with baseball bets.
That's true, and it's kind of a holiday in another sense that everyone is excited for the NFL, which gets started this week, and of course, the breakfast menu is going to have you covered, but today we are going to the Diamond. You are going to lead us off. I know you got a couple good ones for us.
I certainly do, and we're kicking it off with two strips of bacon on the Nats Mets under 9.5 at -115. This one's kind of weird to me. I've got the Nats offense at 100 weighted runs created plus, projected for 4.3 runs. I've got the Mets 99 weighted runs created plus, projected for 4.3 runs. I'm massively below this total. I have the under hitting 64% of the time. So that's why I'm going to a bigger bet, a two unit bet. I don't know why we're expecting 9.5 runs. I think it's pretty clearly under that mark. Patrick Corbin is pitching for the Nats. He is not the same Patrick Corbin that he used to be, but I think he's still close. Projection systems still kind of like him. He's got a 4 FIP via Steamer. Even if you want to bring that up a little bit, maybe we put him in the average realm. Trevor Williams going for the Mets is the perfect definition of average as far as I'm concerned. So I'm looking at this one, 9.5 runs. I think it pretty clearly goes under. I've got it going under 9. So if you can get that line, it's probably some value there too. But I'm taking the 9.5 at -115.
All right, getting us started with a double strip of bacon. And you've been good on those. You've kind of picked your spots. And that's one of the many things with betting, unit allocation. Like if there's a spot that you need to take advantage, you want to press a little bit. And that's what you're doing there. It's the opposite of what I'm doing here. I'm going for standard one strip of bacon. I'm going to the prop market. One of the big series here is the Rays and the Red Sox. Red Sox at home, they really need to take a couple here. It's getting down to the nitty gritty, and obviously the Rays have done a great job in the East all year. They have Sale on the mound though in terms of the Red Sox, and I'm looking at a strikeout prop. It's over under 7.5. The over is actually underdog +120 out there. I'm going to take the dog. I'm going to say that he can get 8 or more here, and it's a couple different things. Obviously Sale's worked back. This will be his 5th start. He's starting to rev up. He had a couple blowouts in there. They didn't need to tax him. He had 95 pitches in his last outing. He's had 8 Ks in 2 of his first 4 starts here. And the Rays, the big number with me is they strike out at a huge clip. They're almost at 10, second worst in the entire league. So I look at this, very competitive game. Certainly the Red Sox are going to need to get the most out of Sale and just every start for a series like this. This is a very, very must avoid in terms of getting swept, anything like that, if they have big postseason aspirations. So I'm going to say that Sale gets the job done at home. I kind of like the Red Sox in the game. I'm going to say that they kind of do that by fanning a plenty of Rays here. Over 7.5, +120, one strip of bacon to win 1.2.
So you like the Red Sox in this game, huh?
Yeah, I do. Why? Did you bet the Rays?
One strip of bacon, Red Sox -1.5, +140 against
Let's
the Rays.
Go.
Red Sox offense, this one, 105 weighted runs created plus, projected for 5 runs. The Rays offense, a little bit better actually, 111 weighted runs created plus, but just 4.1 expected runs. This Red Sox lineup is a bit of a step behind the Rays right now. A lot of COVID issues for Boston. They're missing a couple guys. Still loaded, still above average. But the Rays offense, I think, is slightly better. However, Chris Sale is one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's healthy, and he appears to be healthy. Ryan Yarbrough, on the other hand, not that guy. He's a below average pitcher. Projects for a 4.85 FIP via Steamer. I don't think that's going to be enough to get it done. Haven't even mentioned the fact that Boston is at home. We get a little bit of home field advantage on this bad boy. So I have the Red Sox covering -1.5, 48% of the time. The fact that I can get that line then at +130 works perfectly for me. So I'm grabbing the value here. Red Sox -1.5.
Look at that. And as we always say, no idea you were going to go there. This is good. This is good synergy. So I hope you're on board with Sale, just mowing them down and then just blowing them out. That works for me if it works for you.
It certainly works for me. Although our last bit of synergy did not work for the Clemson Tigers. So
no, but yeah, college football has been absolutely fantastic, and we're going to have plenty more of that. Three bets up, three bets down. We've done some good things. NFL tomorrow, we're going to get into Survivor and player props. Anything else from you?
That's everything, everybody. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, notification bell, all that good stuff. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you, BetMGM, for being the presenting sponsor of The Breakfast Menu.